Hey, sweetness, we're just about there. This is Chris Johnson. Right now, it's the fucking 22nd. It's the 22nd of December. Fucking podcast is coming out on the 23rd. Or it's already out because you're listening to it right now. Right now, it's the 23rd. So Christmas Eve is tomorrow. Merry Christmas, motherfucker. Did you get all your shopping done, huh? All my fucking shopping is done. I don't have to do a lot of shopping, but I gotta be honest with you. My fucking sisters keep popping out fucking kids, so my niece and nephew list is fucking growing by the fucking year. It's every fucking year for like the last 4 years. Fellas, you gotta start telling, you know, my brother-in-laws to put a fucking Jimmy hat on. Because I can't be dealing with this shit anymore. I can't keep track of fucking ages. I don't know how fucking... I honestly, I have this written down. I have it written down. I have a fucking sheet of paper somewhere. You know, one's four, one's three, one's two, one's a fucking infant. God fucking fuck! So I gotta do that. Done. I gotta get shit from my ma. That's done. We had a Secret Santa exchange at work, and I'm gonna get to that in a fucking second. Because if you know me, you know my fucking style. My face was going on some shit, and it did. And there's like a fucking gift exchange with my cousins. The old fucking Yankee swap, where you buy a gift, you fucking trade, whatever the fuck. And then, you know, you fucking end up with something. But all that shit's done. I gotta work on Christmas Eve. My normal hours at work are 5 at night to 1 in the morning. And anytime there's like a fucking holiday or the hours get changed, the night crew gets fucked. Because the morning crew, they can just work their typical hours or shift it up a little bit. The night crew is always fucked because we're shutting down at like fucking 5:30. So they're like, well, yeah, you're not going to work your normal hours. So the hours are fucking 9:30 to 5:30 that day. The fuck? The complete fucking opposite of my normal fucking shift? They're like, well, you can take a vacation day. Fuck you, man. I'm not burning my fucking vacation day. Well, how about this? How about this? You know, not everybody has vacation time. How about you can take it off? All right, great. But you're not going to get paid for it. Fuck you, man. The fuck is that shit? What kind of a fucking deal is that? That's not a fucking deal. That's horse shit. So fuck it, I'm working. I'm working 9:30 to 5:30, or I gotta tell you a secret. I know that there's a bunch of people at my job that listen. Some people higher up on the totem pole than me, so you guys might want to tune out for about 30 seconds. I'm probably leaving early. Fucking, I'm probably leaving early. And if I do leave early, and if I get confronted on this, hey, baby, this was just a joke. I didn't know I got sick on Monday. No, but I'll be there. I'll be there until I decide, fuck it. Because I got shit going on afterwards, man. I gotta go to my fucking mom's house. I gotta go to my cousin's house. Beam Machine's fucking parents are having a party. I can't just be fucking wasting away at the fucking insurance job all day chained to a goddamn desk. What the fuck is that noise? Finley, goddamn it, stop doing that shit. My fucking cat's trying to open the goddamn bathroom cabinets. Cut that shit out. Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta fix this shit.
What are you doing?
Okay, we're done. Problem solved. I fixed it. Anyway, the work Secret Santa was fucking amazing this year. So we all picked fucking names, like out of a fucking hat, and then like an email list went around with everybody's fucking name on it, and there were like three spaces underneath your fucking name, and you could write in what you want. And you remember the old mom? Old mom was in a podcast a little while ago. Old mom, when I got the email, didn't put anything down on the list yet. So I decided, you know what? I know old mom. I know what she likes. I know what she dislikes. I know what she's into. I'm going to fill out the list for her, and I'm going to send it out to the entire fucking section. So I put, number one, a picture of Chris Johnson. Number two, I want it framed. Number three, I want it autographed. Old mom sees the email, and she just starts like ranting and raving in the section, like, who put this here? This is not authorized. And she sends like a group email back to everybody, like, disregard, disregard, disregard. Well, I didn't pick old mom's name out of a hat, sadly. I picked old Nitz McGee, the old knitter. But in an amazing turn of events, my current supervisor, the dog father, guy's got no kids, a bunch of dogs. Puts them on cards and shit, holiday cards, and the motherfucker gets paid like Snoop. He pulls me aside one day, he's like, hey, I gotta talk to you a second, could you sign out? And I thought, like, what the fuck did I do now? Like, this could be a problem. And he's like, listen, I pulled the old mom's name, and I need a photograph from you because we're doing it. We're getting her the fucking signed photo. He's like, don't worry, I'm still gonna get her what she wants. I'm gonna get her something that she actually put on the list, but we're doing this fucking frame thing. And I was like, motherfucker, done. I'm gonna fucking take a picture tonight. It's gonna be fucking awesome. I'll make it like fucking really weird, you know, like an old school picture. And he's like, old school picture, like with the laser background? We can do that. So I worked up this fucking thing. I photoshopped like the laser background in, and it looked incredible. If you want to see that shit, go to my Instagram page in maybe 5 minutes, or you can see it on my Facebook page as well. Showed up to work early the day of the giveaway, signed it to old mom, like, old mom, stay sharp, best wishes, Chris Johnson. During the giveaway, the dog father starts listing off names. So like, if it was me, he'd be like, who had Chris Johnson? And then like, that motherfucker would stand up and be like, Chris Johnson, here you go, baby boy. And they would give him my fucking gift. So he calls on A-Train first. And he's like, A-Train, who had him? And nobody fucking stands up. And he's like, come on, who's got the A-Train? A-Train doesn't even fucking flinch. He sits there, he's like, I had me. Motherfucker picked himself. Didn't even fucking tell anybody. He got out of the fucking Secret Santa. I was like, son, what'd you buy yourself? He's like, a nice pair of gloves. That's a fucking boss move, picking yourself. I mean, it's not like he did it intentionally. He just picked his name out of the fucking hat. And he thought, you know what? Fuck it. I'm keeping this shit quiet. Old mom comes up. There's a big bag for old mom. She pulls the frame out, right? Doesn't know what it is yet. Has no idea. She's thinking that since Chris Johnson didn't get her, that she was safe. She opens it up. She like folds it open and she sees my picture and she like fucking slams it down real fast. I was like, no. You gotta fucking hold that shit up for the room. I started trying to like take pictures of it. And she's like, no, you can't take pictures of it. I put it up on her desk and she's like, you gotta take that down. And then I like picked it up and I like handed it to her and she took it. I was like, oh, thank you very much. Would you just pose there for just a quick second for a photo, please? No! She throws it down. She didn't talk to me for the rest of the night. I gotta be honest with you. She hasn't talked to me since. I did get a text from her and it was just a bunch of angry emojis. Enjoy your Christmas. I'll be back a day after Christmas. And then every Sunday and Wednesday moving forward. How about that? You can catch me on Podbean, the main hub website, or the app. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, Spotify too, Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Check out the Facebook page for some photos. Get the podcast right there. And Instagram. You want to see those photos, goddammit? At maybe 5 minutes.